Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, greetings and hotel. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your own being. And it seems like the music won't stop playing. How is everyone doing this evening? I'd like to welcome you to our show. We are the Care to Read Show, and this is a new and improved room, I see. And we're glad to be aboard this evening. And welcome, everyone. Welcome to our old friends and Habaragani to our new friends. We'd like to also welcome you to the topic of Girls Rising. And as you know, we have been featuring this topic as a special for the month of January. Why are girls denied an education, would like to know? Why are they prevented from going to school in third world countries? Now, we've been gone for a couple of days, ladies and gentlemen. We've been out on sabbatical, had to go out of town for a while, but we're glad to be back, and we'd like to welcome you and ask you to come in and have a sit down so we can discuss why are girls denied the opportunity for education. Now, we've talked a little bit about the fact that third world countries have been planning their young girls' marriages for some time now. They have been arranging the marriages and selecting the males for the women. Now, unfortunately, it wouldn't be so bad if these males were somewhat in the same age bracket, but unfortunately, these girls are asked to marry full-grown men, sometimes twice their age, and there is a legal procedure going on in many of the countries trying to get the laws changed so that these girls will not be forced into having to marry these elderly men. Some of them are now in court trying to fight their battles and get relief from being married to these gentlemen. Now, I wouldn't very well call all of them gentlemen because they've been rather bullies pushing their way into these girls' lives, and some of these girls are nothing but youngsters, and they're having to grow up real quick and become housewives and do some of the things that they're not capable of doing. So we are speaking out on behalf of those girls, but what I'd like to clarify, first of all, and I want this to be known all over the nation, let it be known here on the air, and these views do not necessarily express that of Blog Talk nor of Project 2019, but I will say this. I am not a women's movement person. I am not for a movement for just women. And I would never be for a movement just for women to push to get their way, to get into professions that men are normally, that are normally reserved for men. I would not push for women to become equal in competition where women should not be. I'm personally for men and women acting together. And I want to say this for the record. I am not for women's lib and women's rights on account of being out there pushing for the men to go to the back and women to go to the front, or for women to be equally doing the same thing men are doing. Some things women just cannot do that men do, and they have their place. And there are some things that men would not want a woman involved in doing. So I want to say this. There are some women movements out there who are pushing for women to get up to the top and be equal to men. I'm not with them on that. And don't get it twisted. And only said so. I believe that women should move up the ladder together with their men. And they should be involved in holy matrimony and be lovers of each other. I do not believe that there's going to be a society of just women without men. It will not happen, and it cannot happen as long as I'm still above ground. Because women need men. Let me say this again. Women need men. Now, I would not give my strength and energy to a group of women who are trying to pull rank on their male men. I would not get out there rallying, waving my flag, saying, all hail women, and stand up and act as if we've excluded men. We cannot exclude our men from anything. And first of all, I'm not talking about us trying to outdo those men or us trying to subdue them. I'm talking about us being on equal grounds where we work together in duality just like the Africans planned it. And that's what our ploy is, duality. Don't forget it, women, duality. So if you think I am pulling the punches where I want women to overthrow men, I'm not, and I want to clarify that. We're talking about these girls who are being forced to go and marry elderly men who are not ready, who their bodies are just not ready for having pregnancies before their 15th birthday, and some girls who are much younger than that. And we're not talking about leaving our black men out, because we need our black men in everything we do. We need them in our marriages. We need them in our lives to help raise our children. And we have to get it straight. We are not lobbying to push the men back and bring women forward. At least I am not. And I would never sit here and get involved in the women's movement and pushing our way forward to bring ourselves into a matriotic society where we're ruling by ourselves. That would not be appropriate. And it would not be of the same mindset that God had intended for men and women to exist on this earth in duality together. Now, if we get a good glimpse of what Homie is trying to say, what I'm saying to you, the women movements in the past have been very selfish and fighting for white women's rights and to give them the rights. And a lot of Jewish women have fought, too, to get the rights so that they can advance themselves. Now, black women have fallen along the wayside. They have not shared in the benefits of those rights. We have not had the opportunity to advance ourselves because of those struggles in the civil rights movement for women's rights. We have not fared very well in those efforts, and we will never fare very well, and therefore we will not give our energy to the women's rights movement because it's not necessarily to advance us as an individual. So here we go again. Black women, you must understand, we are already in a fight and a battle and a war. Do not go to war with your black significant others saying that you don't need them. That is a lie. You need them 24/7. You need them the most when you least expect it the most. You need a male energy in your life. It's very important that you should keep that in mind, that we are not going to struggle in these jobs to push our black men out of these positions. We are not going to fight on these airways and these media TV shows to show that we are equal to men and push them away. We're going to remain dignified, and we're going to remain ladylike, and we're going to employ those men to come and be with us, and we're going to ask them to struggle together with us. So let's get this thing plain. I'm making it plain and clear so no one will come to me saying, you're for the women's rights movement. I am not for the women's rights movement, and I will never be, because that has never been a struggle for black women. And for us to get out there and fight in that struggle would be immaterial, and it would be hurting our black family. And that is something I am not advocating. I would like for us to be able to share in opportunities where women could advance themselves, but not at the expense of our men. And we are not suppressing our men so that we can advance ourselves. That is not about to happen when it comes to Omi being an advocate for something. I know families are very important, and I know it's very crucial that we hold on to our family structure and that we advocate for our males in the family. And the sooner we realize how important it is to do that, the sooner we can advance ourselves. We're equal at the cross, and men and women, are to learn to love one another, not to destroy each other. And I know for us to be a part of the women's movement would be like destroying our brother, and we are not going to do that, not on this show. Not at this time and never in any given lifetime will you see me desecrating our black men or any other men for that matter, because we need to have duality in all situations. Children need their fathers, little girls especially need their father, and they need their father to groom them, to balance them so that they are not strung out over men and they will understand the appropriate way for a man to endorse them. Now, I want to say this for the record. There are women that are rising all over the nation, but in Africa and major countries like Africa, those women are not able to rise because they've been suppressed. And men have suppressed them, and men have prevented them from having a lifestyle, and some men have even forced them to be their titillating partner, to subdue them, to take on these women for their pleasure. And we should never, ever have to subject ourselves to the pleasure of a man just for him to advance himself on another woman. Let it be up to the young girl to make that decision. So right now they're fighting it out in court in third world countries to get the rights back so that they can be able to choose who they want to marry. Yes, I know we're possibly meddling in other countries' business, but we are concerned because these young women are ending up in the hospital for many, many types of mental and physical abuse. Now, how do we make a difference? We make a difference by bringing movies like Where Are Women Rising? The movie will be coming here during the month of May, around May 6th. That movie will be here in our town, Maryville, Indiana. I am urging all women in the diaspora, the Midwest, to go and purchase a ticket and go and see that movie and support those women. All the proceeds go to those women who have had serious problems with those childhood marriages. And the proceeds go for the marketing, advertising, and for the efforts to help young girls who are in a desolate situation. The proceeds will not go here to Maryville nor myself. I am just supporting them as an advocate to get the word out about women who are making a difference and changing. And changing the diaspora and changing the world for that matter. These young girls are now looking at being a part of all those areas that have been reserved for men, such as math and science, and in the area of giving them a chance to be a part of engineering. So these women can get a chance to advance themselves at other degree positions, which they normally wouldn't. So as an advocate, I am helping them to market this movie. This show or myself get nothing out of this, and we would not take a dime for helping to advocate. That's what an advocate does. Try doing it sometime. You'll realize you'll feel real good about yourself when you can help and not have to ask for a dime from the proceeds. Now, I want to say this, ladies and gentlemen. Girls are denied education because they're being forced to stay at home to help raise their brothers and sisters and to help head up households. And some of them are even being little wives at home heading up households. So they can't very well be in school and at home maintaining the household. So it's very important that we understand it's, you know, bad enough that young people have to grow up real rapidly, but it's even worse when they have to grow up and play mother. It's very bad when they don't have a clue what it means to be a woman, let alone a mother. So this is happening in our customs, in our country, and in different tribes. It's happening every day, and no one has turned a shoulder to look over their shoulder to see what's happening. But American people, you know that this isn't right, and that's why we are sticking our nose into situations like this and speaking about it, because it's very important that we should alarm the bell and let people know that these things are happening to youngsters and children must be protected. That's right. They're youngsters, and they must be protected. And I want to say this much, that women's rights movement has really caused a lot of problems for a lot of people because men have taken it the wrong way, as if they're fighting them and that there's a war against women and men. Now, whoever called that war out, don't let it be said that homie called out that war, because I am not for women's rights movement in that effect, because they can get awfully testy at times and want to act like they are men and women. We are to stay in our place as women. There are certain things that we are capable of doing as a woman, and there are things that we cannot involve ourselves in because we're not men. And we will never be men, and we do not want to take the place of a man, nor take their title or their glory. It's very important that that should be pointed out, because so many times people get the wrong impression, thinking that you're up waving your flag and you are for something and not for something else. And I wanted to point that out, because I am not for women's movement rights. I am not about to try to tear down the integrity of our males against the women. So now that I got that off my shoulder, I can just dust that off and keep on going. And thank you for coming to our room this evening, being a part of our show. Thank you for listening to what we have to say about Women's Rising. I do hope you will support us. I do hope you will be a part of exercising your right to go out and see that movie. And if you get a chance and you're